Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
In this past Sunday's Gospel, our Lord warned us to be watchful. He told us that we don't know when the hour will come when the Lord of the house returns. He's the Lord of the house. What he's talking about is we don't know when the second coming will arrive. And that, for a lot of people, can cause some serious fear. But we need not. Welcome to Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. I'm Marge Steinhake-Fenelon, and I am so glad that you're here with me today as we chat about Advent, our present-day affairs in the world, and not giving in to fear. They're all linked. So let's look at this last Sunday's gospel. Do you remember? It's from St. Mark. And he's talking to his disciples and he says, be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It's like a man traveling abroad. He talks about leaving the home, putting his servants in charge, and with the gatekeeper on the watch. Because why? They don't know when the Lord of the house will return. Jesus is the Lord of the house. And I hope he's the Lord of your house, because he is the Lord of mine. This is really a wake-up call every Advent. So this is what we hear every single Advent. Because during Advent, we are to be preparing ourselves, our hearts, our souls, our minds, our homes, our families. We're to be preparing for our Lord Jesus to be born on Christmas. We are preparing for his coming. This is Advent. But I was going to say amazing, and it is amazing, but you know, God plans all things perfectly, but it's interesting to me, let's put it this way, that right now with everything that's going on in the world, we are entering into Advent. So we've got more lockdowns because of the pandemic threat. We have uncertainty about our country's future. And perhaps you, like so many of the rest of us, are facing the possibility of financial crisis. So we've got a lot of, we got a lot on our shoulders. I know you do. I know you have a lot on your shoulders. And I also, maybe I don't know, but I suspect that you, like me, like so many other people, are tempted to give in to fear. And that's what this particular episode of Simply Holy is all about. Not giving in to fear. You know, Jesus says in that gospel, we need to be careful. We need to be prepared, but not fearful. You know, he's talking about Judgment Day. He's talking about the end. He's talking about his second coming. Be watchful. You don't know. You don't know when. I'll be back. Now, let me give you some food for thought. For every single Christian, every day is Judgment Day. Now, what I mean by that is we don't live our lives, oh my gosh, this is the end, this is terrible, and in this very fearful, give up kind of state. No, 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 not at all. Here's what I mean by this. For Christians, every day is Judgment Day. So we are called to live our entire lives in preparation for Christ's coming. We are called to live every single day as if Jesus will show up at any minute. Because in essence, that's true. That's what it is. But we're called to keep our hearts, our minds, our souls, our bodies, our homes, our families prepared at all times. Because of our faith in Jesus Christ. Now, here's another aspect of that. So bear with me. Here's another aspect of that. We as Christians not only prepare for the coming of our Lord, but we long for it. Our faith gives us, if we are open to it, the grace to always be looking forward to our Lord's coming. This is how we should live our lives. Because our primary, what should drive everything we think, say, and do, is the yearning, the longing to be with our Lord Jesus Christ in eternity. And that makes every day not a cause for fear, but really a cause for joy, great hope and joy. Because it's Jesus. Jesus has conquered the world. I say it probably every podcast. He has conquered the world. He tells his followers, do not fear, you will have trials and tribulations, but I have conquered the world. And this is absolutely true. Guaranteed, absolutely true. And this is what we've heard in this past Sunday's reading, first Sunday of Advent. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. And that's what Christianity is all about. Don't ever be sleeping, my friend. Don't ever let anybody ever catch you sleeping in terms of your Christian principles, in terms of living solidly your Catholic faith. And so in that aspect, I encourage you again, and I do this so often in my writing and my speaking, please go to confession as often as possible. I understand we've got another wave of lockdowns in various places. Go to confession as often as you can. And receive the Eucharist. Go to Mass as often as you possibly can. This is what our Lord is talking about. Be watchful. Take really good care of your souls. Encourage the people you love to take really good care of their souls. So go to Mass as often as possible. And if you are in an area or in a situation where you cannot get to Mass, or at least you can't get there as often as you like, then please, please, every single day, make a spiritual communion. Perhaps you could make this a resolution for Advent. Every single day, make a spiritual communion. Jesus will come for you. It's not the same as receiving his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, but you will receive him spiritually in your soul. Now I'm going to be putting up a prayer to your guardian angel. Say it's send your guardian angel to Holy Mass. And I encourage you, find the post, the blog post, and print that out. Print that prayer out and every single day, daily, make a spiritual communion. And you know what? You can do it more than just once a day. You could do it many times a day. Every time you start feeling yourself giving in to fear, pull out that prayer. If you can, memorize it. I've got it memorized, so I can rattle it off at a second's notice. Every time you find yourself giving into fear, make a spiritual communion. Don't let the fear overcome you. Don't let that happen. Now, I'm going to be really blunt, and some people won't like what I'm about to say, but I feel obligated to be very honest and frank. There are evil forces in the world who want nothing more than to keep you in fear. They will work around the clock relentlessly, using every trick and tool they know to keep you in fear. Why? Because if you are cowering in fear, then you will lose hope. You will diminish your trust in Jesus and his mother Mary. You will begin to abandon your Catholic faith, and you will succumb to their wishes. It's not a pleasant thought, but you know, remember what I said. Jesus is more powerful. Jesus is more powerful than these evil forces. So don't give in to fear. This is exactly what the evil one wants. Don't let it happen. Be confident. Remember what Jesus said, I have conquered the world. Remember that. Don't forget it. And so as we're progressing through Advent, take advantage of this amazing opportunity to root out every single bit of temptation, evil, apathy, sloth, whatever it is that keeps you from fully living your Catholic faith with meticulous dedication and enthusiasm. Get rid of it. Now is the time. You know, in a way, these closures and lockdowns are a great blessing. Why? Because they're slowing us down. They're slowing us down. And even though these wicked beings who want to shake us up and subdue us, It's backfiring on them. Because they want to subdue us and keep us in fear. But really what can happen here, if you really put your mind to it and you pray to God for the grace, this Advent can be the most fruitful time for you and your family that you have seen in a very long time. So we can't do all the frills and bells and whistles and all the craziness of the Christmas season. We can do more. We can do better. Because we can really focus on what needs to be focused on, and that is preparing ourselves for Jesus. What a blessing. When all of that busyness, all those distractions are taken away from us. I laugh to myself. I think major backfire on these forces who would love that we don't think about Jesus during Christmas, but that we think about spending money and partying and all the stuff. Backfire, because we're not going to give up. We're not going to give in. We're not going to fall into fear. We are going to spend our Advent drawing closer to Jesus, preparing our hearts and our minds and our soul for that baby Savior to be born again in every heart at Christmas. I am so pumped to think about Advent in that respect, this Advent in particular. Say what you want, put whatever you want in the news, twist it, turn it around, try to scare me. Not going to happen. You're not going to take me away from my preparations for Christmas. My friend, don't let it take you away. Don't give in to fear. Don't fall into the wishes of these evil beings who want to lead you further away from Christ. Don't do it. Allow Jesus to be victorious in your heart. Now, one last thing. I want to look ahead to this coming Sunday's gospel. So it would be the second Sunday of Advent. And this is also from Mark. But they're talking about, it starts by quoting Isaiah. And the quote is this: "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." Who are they talking about? They're talking about St. John the Baptist. Isaiah is talking about, he is predicting the existence and mission of St. John the Baptist. What did St. John the Baptist do? He himself was prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he spent his entire life and offered his life in the service of others, helping them to prepare for Jesus' coming. Let me make a suggestion to you. My suggestion to you, aside from receiving the sacraments as often as possible, aside from making a daily spiritual communion, aside from being resolved not to give in to fear, aside from all of that, make Saint John the Baptist your patron saint of Advent. Ask him to help prepare you and your loved ones for the coming of our Lord Jesus at Christmas. You think, I have no doubt he would want nothing more than that, than to help you prepare for the coming of Jesus, to not fear at all, to not give in to fear, to not allow yourself to be shaken by the trends and the news and all that's going on out there, but that you truly take advantage, see this as a blessing, that we need to slow down and focus on preparing ourselves for the coming of our Lord. And St. John the Baptist, who better than this amazing saint whose entire existence was for preparing us for Jesus. Our Blessed Mother brought us Jesus. She gave birth to him. Her entire existence was the incarnation. The reason for Mary's existence was the incarnation. That is the only reason, so that the God-man could be born and walk the earth. But St. John the Baptist, his existence was to prepare us for the coming of Jesus. What a great saint to pray to as we move through this Advent. My friend, don't give in to the fear. The forces outside of you, the forces out in the world, want to rattle you and deter you from practicing your Catholic faith. Backfire. Don't let it happen, because Jesus will help you. St. John the Baptist will help you. His mother, our dear Mother Mary, will accompany you through Advent. We have great reason for hope. Watch, prepare for the one that we long for more than anyone else, and that's our Lord Jesus. Hey, thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to book me for a speaking engagement, if you'd like to read my blog, you want to check out that spiritual communion prayer, if you want to shop my bookstore, go to margefenelon.com. You also will be able to find out there how to follow me on social media. I'm on all the different media, and less on Facebook and more on Parlay and MeWe. And that's another podcast. But in any case, you can find me, margefenelon.com. Until next time, remember that the only thing stopping you from becoming holy is the excuse you make for not pursuing it. God bless you, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you. Blessed Advent, my friend.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.